God just shows up. I pray today I hear somebody testify and stuff. I enjoy hearing everybody testify.
Amen.
I enjoy all that. Man, that stuff, it just does something to me.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Who God is. We just thank
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
We just thank Him for saving us.
That's
thank
right.
You for saving your soul, for doing something in your life that you couldn't do.
Amen.
It's not by our work, but by His.
Right.
He Amen. Saved us. He changed us.
Yes.
And God, if you need me, pray where He found me.
Amen.
Hey, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Old things pass away, and all things become new. I'm glad He made a new man.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm seeing him work. I'm watching him work in Dad's life.
Amen.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got to read up and tell him, get on in there, boy. Get what you got in the Bible. You know what I mean? You read your Bible today?
Amen.
Got to keep on sometimes. Right. That's my job.
Go ahead.
That's your job as a parent, to drag him to the church house, picking his kids. I ain't got to do all that, though. They know it's time to go.
Amen.
They love the Lord. Youngins, they love Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You got a parent or something to put something in there.
Come on.
Amen.
They're something not like church. And
Amen.
That falls on the parent.
Come on.
They'll see the excitement in you, and they'll know what God done in your life.
Sir.
They'll see that, and they'll want to get up here and sing. That just blesses my heart.
Yes, sir.
I just thank God that we get to see that kind of stuff around here.
Amen.
We don't have children's church, because the churches I grew up in, we had children's church.
Right.
So, well, it was foreign to us when we went into the big
Come
church.
Come on.
It was different. It was so weird. We didn't know what to do when we started feeling that spirit in there.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Come on.
Now, these kids get used to that.
Yes.
Right.
They get used to the spirit that we feel in here, because
Amen.
It's all the same.
Amen.
It's all the same.
Amen.
God, don't forbid them kids to come. Let them
right.
come.
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
Let them come.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to be in Ezekiel. That's a very familiar scripture. Ezekiel 37. It's right about the dry bones.
Hallelujah.
Dry bones. I want y'all to know that we're in a spiritual warfare 25 hours a day. That devil's trying to fight you. And every angle he can fight you at, he's going to come in looking good, sweet. Or he's going to come in like a storm. He's going to come in and try to fight you in depression. He's going to fight you in anxiety. He's going to fight you in physical. He's going to fight you in every which way he can. And then the only thing, the weapons of all warfare are not carnal.
Pulling
down strongholds. Pulling down strongholds, mighty through God. Pulling down strongholds. For we wrestle in Ephesians 6:12, where we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You got to pray. You got to pray that God keep his hand upon
Amen.
You got to pray that God keep his hand upon your children.
Yes, sir.
Your family.
That's good preaching right there.
Just like he does.
Amen.
And he'll do something in their life. Hey, man, this walk with God has just been one thing after another. He's never left me.
That's right.
He's always been right there for me. Man, it just happened. Somebody on my side is cheering
Amen.
Me on the sidelines.
Come on.
I feel like nobody's there.
Come
Nobody
on.
Nobody can talk to. Then he's there. He's cheering
on.
Come on. He whispers something in the ear. They're just
Amen.
Put a smile
That's
on
good, John. Amen.
Amen.
Spirits up. So having God living inside me, knowing that spiritual warfare is going on all around me,
Amen.
That I got that peace. It's not that the things aren't going on out there, the things aren't going on out here.
Right.
It's that God has his hand upon me.
That's good.
Amen. My life, then everything's going crazy. I'm sitting here and the storm's all around me. And I'm just walking.
I'm walking
on dry ground and God split them peas. And he just got something for my life, and the man, it's been amazing what he's done. You tell me, he just keeps on, and just when I get from faith to faith, I get from that faith right there, he brings me to more faith.
There you go.
Amen.
And in blessings, my cup runneth over.
Amen.
So the mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
The rivers of blessings.
There you go.
He don't just feel that cup over. He gives me multiple streams of blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God shows up in my life every time. Hey, this morning, I'm telling you, I love that kind of stuff right there.
Amen.
When I'm wondering what's going to happen next, I'm wondering about closing in the house. I don't know nothing about that, but God does.
Yeah,
I don't worry about it, because God's
That's
already
good,
working it all
That's
out.
Right.
It's already working out. God takes steps of a good man to order by the
Lord. That's
you
right.
Order your steps.
Yes, sir.
To work things out. And I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you got going on, but he'll work it out just like he's doing my life.
Right,
I know I didn't deserve nothing but hell. God changed me and saved me, and I don't know why.
Right.
But I'm glad he did.
Amen.
He called me to preach. I'm glad he called me. Hey, sometimes it's hard to get up here like, well, maybe I don't know about today. I don't know about them nervous today.
Come
I'm
on.
Nervous every time I get up here. I talk to her. I say, I'm nervous today. You know, I'm nervous every time I get up here. But, hey, I'm glad I didn't want to preach when God called me to preach. I didn't. I'm sitting right there. Brother Frank preached the message. He said, He said, if God answered all your prayers, I don't know if he has. Well, I was like, yeah, God, you've answered all my prayers. And God just hit me. He said, no. No, that prayer you've been asking God to call, you are called. Yeah. I don't want to get up and say that. I don't want to get up and
say
that. That's not what I want to do. Hey, this is a calling. It's a charge.
Right, right.
I got to live a certain way. I got to walk a certain
That's
way.
Right.
Hey, amen.
They can't look at me and I'm out there drinking and smoking. And
come on.
They say,
come
hey, on. Hey, that's what Christians do. Hey, that's what I do. I'll be one covert. I'll make it twice as deserving to hell as I do.
Right.
That's what they think. They think a Christian, they can drink, smoke, cuss, and all that.
God,
and guess what that makes him? Twice as deserving hell as me. Because
come on.
I showed them the wrong way.
Come
the wrong
on.
Way. I got to walk right, got to talk right, got to
right.
Dance right.
Right.
When I got saved, I went to church.
Hey,
this is what I did.
Hey,
I could not help.
Hey, there it goes right there.
I just came
come
to
on.
Church. I just did.
Hey,
I mean, that's it for me. I don't know about everybody else, but I just love being here because right. God did something in my life.
Hey,
man, I didn't know it was going to be different. How do you know it's going to be? I just knew it's going to be different this time. I just
right.
know it is, man. I didn't know what he had for me. I was scared. I was scared. I had fear.
Come on.
And I was just studying my Bible, and I would get them little nuggets, and I get to share them. God put me through a dry spot.
Bless you.
Hey, when I got saved, I still had to do 2 more years in prison. I still had them charges.
All right, come on.
I still had, he kept me in the county jail for almost 2 years.
Bless you.
2 years, that's unheard of. Normally you get sentenced within six to nine months and you're sitting on prison. God kept me right there, and I know he just kept bringing people because that's the most turnaround. People coming in and out, for little DUIs, for little misdemeanors, and I got to share the word with them. I got to
hey,
play
with
them. Hey, I'll never see it again. It was one of the biggest harvest fields I've ever seen in my life, man.
Come on.
Just people watching people just light up when you give them the word, like, hey, you know
that's
all
good.
This. I'm like, God gave it to me, man. I'm just
Amen.
Telling you, you get to see that stuff. We don't people lost people get more excited sometimes about the word of God
Uh-oh.
Than we do.
Come on.
Because they know there's a hope in it, man. They just
yes.
don't know what it's a behold of.
Yeah.
Right?
Come on.
Because we've heard it our whole life. We've been blessed so much, we've been in that shadow of that steeple so much. And sometimes we don't get excited like lost people. We don't get all happy like
Come
when we get to hear this word right here.
Right.
And they get to hear so many people get to hear that word they ain't never heard before. Man, you can see it all over them.
Amen.
They get
Amen.
Teared up, they get excited. Hey man, everybody, Brother John, you'll pray for me today. You're
pressing
me in court today. I got to go to court today. I heard you come on, pray. Hey man, I'm trying to get this happen. I don't know what's going on, but can you pray for me? I know it works because I've seen it work.
Yeah,
amen.
They've watched it work all around. They've had the other guys, man. I ain't talking about anything I've done. I'm talking about what God done. Just
right.
like God
amen.
Just like God moved my life. Man, just like God. Just letting God have his will and way with my life. That's all it is. It ain't nothing I did. It's just letting him have these little secret parts. These little parts that I have, man.
That's
just letting them work in me. Getting up when I don't want to testify.
Hallelujah.
Man, I heard this 100 times, God. And Lord,
come on.
I need to hear it again.
Amen.
But I tell you, I need to hear about that.
Yeah,
I need
right.
to hear
come
about
on.
That and get behind that dump.
Amen.
I need to hear about 1989.
Amen.
I need to hear about
come
that.
On. Yeah.
Hey, I need somebody to get hyped up for the Lord. Because
that's
my blood going. That's me going.
Yeah.
We're going to read about them prophesying the dry bones right here. And verse number 5, chapter 37, Ezekiel 37. Verse number 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me. Hey, I can stop right here and thank
yeah.
God. He keeps his hand upon us.
Yeah,
he's got our hand upon this church
yeah,
right here.
Man.
He got that hedge of protection. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Oh, God, just keep your hand upon me.
Yes.
Just keep me in the right way. Keep me in the straight narrow.
That's
Don't
right.
let me go to the left. Don't let me go to the right. Keep me right here and keep your hand upon me. And if I do, chastise me.
Amen.
Hey, That's keep right. me right here. Don't let me go nowhere. Hey,
Amen.
Don't let them thoughts.
Come on, preacher.
Every thought captive under Christ.
Come
hey,
on.
Even thoughts ain't gonna come. Hey, the weapon may be formed, but it shall not prosper.
Right.
So no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hey, you're gonna see things come your way, you're gonna suffer persecution,
right.
but they won't prosper.
Right.
Because his word says so. He's
Amen.
Got promise. He got promises in his word, and he holds his promises. He's the
Amen.
Promise keeper.
Yeah,
he's the promise keeper.
Yeah.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. Amen. The Lord was upon me. He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. And set me down in the midst of the valley, which is full of bones. We got to go out in that little valley yesterday
yeah.
and preach to them dry bones and preach to God knows who was hearing it. Amen.
Right.
But I don't know under the sound of our voice, you never know who might get saved.
That's
but
right.
God says to go out there and go into the valley of dry bones.
Amen.
And verse number 2, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there was a very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. These are dead bones, dry,
come on.
Nothing
right.
on them, dry,
right.
dry dry, no water, no nothing, dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Only you know, God. Only you can do this, God. Only you can pull me out of this valley, God. Only you can get me through this storm, God. Only you can help me and my family. You can only help the Lord.
Right.
You can help them, man. Because guess what? When you got no care in the world, man, you don't care about nothing. You don't care about nobody.
Come on.
Only God can do it. Only God can do it. And I'm telling you, I've said some prayers for some people that I've given up on them. And God help me. God forgive me. That I've given up. I said, God, bless you. God, what were you thinking? Look what I did with you, man. And I've let go of some prayers that I need to get back to.
Come on.
Forgive me, Lord. I've let go of some things.
Amen.
Get back in my face, Lord. Listen. And get broken for.
Right.
Like this morning we got broken for.
Right.
Amen.
God is good.
He'll
get broken. You get broken, like I said, you get broken of them, and he'll get broken of them.
That's right.
In 2 Corinthians 1:9, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust, in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead. He prophesied to these dead bones. Can these dead bones be alive? I don't know, Lord. Can they? I don't know, Lord. He said again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Just
give them the word. Give them the word and let the rest of you, if you want to have a testimony, get you some power scriptures.
Amen.
We learn, these kids learn these scriptures. We can
learn. That's right.
Hey, that Psalms 23. That's one of the first verses that I memorized.
Right.
It's Psalms 23. It's got a lot.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Hallelujah.
Hey, he's the shepherd.
That's right.
He leads and guides you. Makes sure in all life he keeps his staff. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Amen.
In the path of
righteousness. That's good. Yes.
The valley of the shadow of death.
Well, listen to
walk
us.
Through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
Walk through the valley
of
the
shadow
of
death.
Hey, you will walk through
the
valley
of the shadow of
death.
Come on,
preacher. You
will walk
through the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
That's
right. Amen.
That's good preaching. Through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
That's good.
Prepare me a table in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with
oil.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow
me. Amen. That's right.
And I will dwell in the house.
Amen.
Sometimes God uses that old staff. He uses that rod.
Yep.
He said, hey, you get away too far away, take that staff and pull you right back in. Pull it right back in. Sometimes you want to get out of hand, take that staff and knock you over the head. That's what you got to do sometimes. That's what he does to us. Hey, and then he anoints your head with oil.
Amen.
You get this oil right here. You go through a spiritual warfare, getting some surgery done. Hey, this is a prayer of faith. Call for the elders of the church.
That's right.
It's that obeying the scriptures.
That's right.
God wants obedience rather than sacrifice. He don't want you bringing all that stuff in. You can't pay your way to heaven. You just can't. You can tie up all you want. You can dress all you want. I mean, you can dress all nice and everything. That ain't going to get you to heaven.
Amen.
He wants obedience. Obey him. Do what he says.
That's right.
So God, I tell him, no weakness in that one. Man, I mean, I'm not feeling sometimes. I'm having a bad day, God. It's another day. I'll do something.
Come on.
That's just how we are. Hey,
bless him.
That's my flesh. I'll let my flesh rise up, and I'll let my flesh, I won't be walking in the spirit. Hey, I'll be a little upset. I get in traffic or something like that. I don't know. Whatever gets on, hey, it might be just different for you than it is for me.
Amen.
It might get under your skin, it don't get under my skin.
Come on.
They might upset him, they might not upset me.
Come on.
Hey, we all go through the same
That's
thing.
Right.
He's going through something.
Amen.
We're always with the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Amen.
Hey, man, you can get in that prayer closet.
That's
ain't
right.
going to change right away, but you'll walk through that valley.
Right.
And he'll pull you right through it. Man, he'll put that shadow over you.
Amen.
He'll go with you.
Amen. That's right.
He'll go with you. Hey, right. David said he guides my hands to fight. He guides my hand to war.
Yeah. Amen.
He walks with you in the war. We're walking in a spiritual warfare 24 hours a day. It's getting darker and darker out there.
Right.
And even darker and darker. And man, you can see how some of these people dress and stuff like that. And the lust, it'll try to rise up on children, man.
Come on.
When they're walking around half naked.
Come on.
Just gotta keep them going.
Let's go.
Right. Keep them blinders on. Keep them blinders on.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on.
Just keep on coming.
In verse number 4, again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, saying unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This man is prophesying to dead bones.
Right.
The Lord is out right there. Did God tell you go prophesy to that grave back there?
Come on.
That ain't you. That ain't you. Hey, God's come telling on this man to prophesy to dead bones.
Yep.
And you don't think God can't save your loved ones.
Come on.
Preach sometimes on. He can't save my loved ones.
Come on.
Oh, me. That's me. Sometimes he can't. Thus save the Lord God under these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Yes.
God yes saved you. Remember that day, wherever you was, behind the altar in prison, in church, wherever you was when God saved you. I don't know where you was when God had a hold of your life and he breathed breath into you.
Yeah.
God told Adam and Eve, he said, don't eat of that tree or you'll surely die. They didn't die a physical death, they died a spiritual death.
Right.
God breathed his life into us, man. When God brought us to life and did something in our
that's
lives
right
and brought us here. The right to the right church to lead and guide our life, man.
Right.
And help us to understand this word of God right here. If you say, I don't understand, man, if you're saved or you need to get alone with God, because God brings it to us, man.
Amen.
The D's and the vows, I love them.
Amen.
They work for me.
Yeah.
I love this King James Bible.
Amen.
Before I knew it, man, I read a different Bible. And I came here, I knew, then I seen what was really going on.
Right.
I'm being a little deceived by the other Bible. This word right here is pure and holy.
Yes!
This right here is the only Bible.
Amen.
The other ones are Babbles. I had to explain that to my brother the other day. I had to tell him, hey,
Amen.
That Bible you got out there is just sitting out there with dust. That's not a Bible. That's our burning paper. That's our burning paper. That's all right. That's all right. Like, well, the kids understand. I said, well, they say this was written on a fifth grade reading level.
Come on.
Yeah. I forgot the kids. Well, that's your job. That's your job.
Right.
When they come to you and ask, what does this mean?
Amen.
You better come on and ask them. You better come on and be able to tell them. It's my job to tell her what this means.
Right.
It's my job. It's not his job.
Come on.
He's not a spiritual leader in my house.
Come on.
I'm not sure he's
spiritual leader.
Tell
her. That's my job.
They might get a hunger and a desire, but it's my job to tell them what it is.
That's
my job is to lead God them.
That's good preaching.
Right behind mama duck, right behind your daddy duck.
Yeah.
I'm walking the path and they're just swimming right behind you.
Amen.
Everything you do, they're watching you.
Right.
They're
watching you.
Right.
He said in 6, he said, and I will lay snooze upon them and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I'm the Lord.
Amen.
I knew God. I knew he was the Lord when he showed me that I was going to hell. And he showed me how he came where I was at, where I had nobody else, man. I couldn't get out. Couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing. He put me right where I needed to be. And I thank him that he broke me.
Amen.
God came where I was at and broke me.
Amen.
He broke me. He broke me, and then he built me right back up.
Amen.
He built life for me and my family. He sent me a wife. He sent me three brand new children.
Amen.
I love them all so much, and I'm able to raise them. He teaches me how to be a father.
Bless
hey, like I said, I mess up, man. I got to get right with him sometimes. Sometimes, he's helping me. He shows me to discipline him. If I need discipline, the best thing we can tell you, kid, is no.
Come on.
No.
Amen.
No, you can't have that. No, you can't go there.
Amen.
No, they are. We always tell them, no, you won't thank me when you get older.
Right.
Amen.
You didn't end up in prison. You didn't end up loose living out there.
Like come on.
With liberty in Christ.
Right.
Loose living.
Right? Amen.
Right. He's talking about
amen.
We got liberty.
Liberty.
And God, he set us free. In Titus 1:16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work, a reprobate. They got no principle.
Right.
They got no principle. They just do what they want. They go with the flow. They do what they want. Man, we got a law to live. We got something we got to live by.
Yeah.
Amen.
We got to live a separated life.
Yeah.
We stand in a gap.
Right.
In Ezekiel 30, he says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap, but I found none. The land should not be destroyed, but I found none.
Right.
He found none, then he found Ezekiel. Right, you can be that one man, that does and stands in the gap and makes up the hedge. That one man that can stand when everyone else is falling. And everyone else, when it's so easy to just do what you want, to do and you go into a gas station and get what you want, right. You go into a store, everything is available, man. I'm telling you, I started selling drugs at 12. I can imagine what they can do now. Right. They can do all over the place now. They got that old Snapchat, they got cell phone, and they can do whatever they want now, pretty much. And they're just making laws, passing laws, and
they're doing that.
It's so crazy out there right now.
Right.
It's getting worse and worse.
Right.
And me going to prison and jail, and you'll see how people really, really are. You get a whole breeding ground. Just sit back and just watch. You got enough time. Sit back and watch how people really are.
Amen.
And you'll let your kids go out there and do what they want out there, and don't think that those people ain't just preying on them.
Come on.
They are. You'll see the darkness of something, the dark side of things, man, that people are really capable of, that people really do.
Right.
And you know what you'll do? You'll keep it right here.
Amen. I know what's out there. I've seen the dark. I know what I used to be.
I'm never going to forget that. The Paul said, I count myself not apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things look behind me and pushing those things before, I press towards the mark and I'll call it
right.
Amen.
I press towards the mark, but I'll never forget where I came from.
Right.
Amen.
Because if I forget where I came from, I forget where I'm going.
Amen.
I forget where God has brought me from.
Right.
Where God has just continued to bless. Man, I tell you, close on the house tomorrow. Oh, what? In 2.5 years? Two and a half years, God gave me credit up.
Amen.
God gave me a career.
Amen.
God gave me a wife.
Amen.
God loves God that ain't got to drag to the house of God.
Right.
She's ready to come.
Amen.
She's ready to serve God. Y'all made us a Sunday school teacher.
Amen.
Y'all made us to be Sunday school teachers.
Amen.
I just got the key to the pastor's office yesterday.
Amen.
That's not going to happen. I'm telling you, man. I was wild, man. You couldn't tell me nothing. I didn't care. Prison didn't scare me. I'm telling you, I was wild. I'm telling you, it didn't matter what it was. Skies were the limit. I woke up and did what I wanted to. I'm telling you, man, it is amazing that I didn't end up killing somebody, killing myself, hurting a bunch. I've hurt some people, but I'm saying there's some things that I could have. You can't tell the devil what you're going to do with his kingdom. When you walk in the kingdom of darkness,
bless him.
There's different rules and regulations there.
Amen.
Just like walking in the kingdom of light. You're walking in the kingdom of light. You got blessings, you got joy,
amen.
You got peace, you got grace, you got mercy.
Right.
And when you walk in that devil's kingdom, man, you got death, murder, destruction, depression, anxiety, man, you got all kinds of things that come your way. You can't tell the devil. I always told the devil, my daddy always told me, he said, Joy, you're smoking weed, it's going to get worse and worse. You're smoking weed, it's going to get worse and worse. No, man, this is all I'm going to do.
Nothing in there.
Nope, I just let it all come in. It opened up the door to stronger and stronger and stronger delusions. And I became a reprobate.
Bless
you. I had no principles about myself. I'm walking around just spiritually dead. And I thank God that He prophesied in my life. He brought dry bones to life.
Amen.
He changed me. He done something
in my life.
You can see the way God orchestrated things. God brought me out of prison right at the right time. He put things in my life right at the right time.
His
timing. I wanted it right then.
Amen.
Hey, if I could have had it any other way, when I got saved, I would have been out right then. But God had to take me through some things. I still had to go before the judge and be charged. And I knew that God is to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And He'll fight for you.
Amen.
He fought for me. And I had all I had to do was walk. And He just did it.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I went into that courtroom. I thought I was going to get what I wanted. And I didn't get what I wanted. Devastated. I didn't know why. I had fasted and prayed, and then guess what?
Bless.
2 months later, I look back and I say, "That's why you did that, Lord.
Yep.
That's exactly why you did that, Lord." And
come
He
on.
Just come through, and He just came through, and He just showed up and showed out. And I'm just telling you, He'll do it in anybody's life.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Yes, sir.
He'll do it. In Romans 12:11, it says, "And they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb,
amen.
By the word of their testimony."
Amen.
Amen. And they love not their lives unto the death.
Right.
That's how we overcome it, by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Jesus can fight for you.
Amen.
You can stand up and testify. I don't care if you testify and say, God saved me. Hey, that's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
God, and I just hear, I pray. That's what I pray for. I come to church. Hey, let him stand up and testify, Lord. I want to hear him testify.
Amen.
I want to hear him testify. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear one stand up over here, one stand up over here.
Come on.
That's what I want to hear. We overcome by the word of our testimony.
Amen.
The word of our testimony.
Amen.
And God is good.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
You gotta respect your persons. They're doing your life. They change your life. They change my life. And He's still changing my life. He has not stopped changing my life.
That's right.
He continues to work. He continues to shape and mold me. He continues to purge things out of my life.
Amen.
Behaviors, characteristics, everything.
Amen.
He changed the way I dress slowly. And I used to wear earrings, a flat bill hat. Hey, God, I don't wear that stuff no more.
Yeah.
I got no desire.
Right.
Amen.
Wear what you want. I ain't judging you. Do what you want. But God did that in my life.
Amen.
Come on.
You know what I mean? And thank you for that. Thank you.
Amen.
And that He continues to work on me. He doesn't just leave me whenever I'm just unfaithful that day. When I don't do what He asked me to do that day. Because if I was God, man, a lot of us would be in trouble. But let's be honest, man. That's just how we are sometimes, man. It's so bad some people wouldn't know better. And I'm so mad at myself when I know better. Why would you do something like that? Hey, I thank God that He is faithful.
Amen.
He saves us.
Yeah.
It changes our life for the better. It can change our family's life, man.
Amen.
I gotta go back to praying for the loved ones. Amen. They're still lost.
Come on.
Right. He ain't gave up on
me. Amen.
And I know that He'll do something in their life as He did in mine.
Amen.
I just continue on. See you coming here. We got it right here, I believe.
Amen.
Everything right
here.
Amen. Amen.
And He is thankful and He'll do it in all y'all's lives.
Thank God.
Amen.